Say sorry for your role in the Troubles. That's the call from the DUP to the Irish government, and the party have tabled an assembly motion calling for just that today. First Minister Peter Robinson says the Taoiseach Enda Kenny should apologise for his government's role in the early years of the Troubles and the role previous governments played in arming and encouraging the IRA. Last Thursday, Mr Kenny told relatives of those killed in the Kingsmill massacre he could not apologise for the IRA. And the Sunday Times reported yesterday that the Fine Gael chairman, Charles Flanagan, says Peter Robinson has shown a breathtaking lack of understanding in his call. The DUP's Gregory Campbell with us today. Hello, Gregory.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning. The commentator, Jude Collins. Morning, Jude.
Good morning, Stephen.
What are your thoughts here, Jude?
Well, to be honest with you, I realise that victims and the relatives of victims seem to put great store by someone saying sorry. I was in Guildhall Square when David Cameron apologised for Bloody Sunday, and it was met with great approval and clapping and cheering. But to be honest with you, although I have never been in that unhappy circumstance, to me it doesn't quite make sense. I think if that happened to me, I would want not apology, but justice. The other thing, actually, that strikes me is, David Cameron was apologising for Bloody Sunday. But, I mean, he might have been born then, but he certainly wasn't in any way directly involved in it. Tony Blair apologised for the famine. His grandfather wasn't even alive at the time of the famine. You know, he's not responsible. So on those two grounds, I would wonder about the value of saying sorry.
So what difference, Gregory Campbell, would an apology make?
Well, I have some sympathy with what Jude Collins says in relation to, generations. In some cases, centuries ago, there doesn't seem much point in apologising for events like that. But the issue here... And let's distinguish this. I mean, the Taoiseach said last week to a group of relatives of the King's Mills massacre that he couldn't apologise for the actions of the IRA. No, I don't think anyone is asking him to. Certainly our motion today doesn't ask him to. What the point here is this, that in Northern Ireland we're trying to come to terms with the past and the fairly recent past. By recent, I mean within the past 40 years rather than 800 years. So because of the violence and the murder and mayhem of 30 years, we're trying to come to terms with that because we've moved beyond the actual violence itself. Now, in coming to terms with that, what is happening in recent years is we've had a series of inquiries, we've had a series of inquests, we've had a series of investigations through the HET, and the bulk of attention appears to be on what the government, what the security forces did in response to an armed insurrection by the IRA and then the responses to that by loyalist paramilitaries. So what we're saying today is, look, there is something that has been forgotten here, and it is the part that the state in the Irish Republic played in arming and commencing the IRA, the actions of which later they abhorred and said that they couldn't support. That's fine, we know that. But at the beginning, in 1969, what were the actions of the then government in financing and formulating the provisional IRA, for which the present Taoiseach could say, he could make a statement of admission that that is what happened, that he regrets it, he apologises for what happened at the time, and of course can take no, we don't expect him to take any ownership for what subsequently happened beyond that, but certainly his predecessor in office in the Irish Republic had knowledge of the financing of the provisional IRA in 1969.
Jude?
Well, I'm not sure if that is the case, but even if it were the case, I still come back to the point, Enda Kenny did not have any part or hand to play in that, and therefore for him to apologise would almost make as much sense, Stephen, as if somebody next door to you punched you in the face and then I apologise. I wasn't involved in it, so an apology from me doesn't seem to make a great deal of sense. I take Gregory's point about it. Maybe this was the case. As I say, I'm not sure about the details of that particular historical period. It may be that there were members of the Irish government who were involved in supporting the IRA. But, this is a tangled web which extends on both sides. I mean, if you take the Kingsmill massacre, which was a terrible event, everybody clearly would agree on that. But that the very day before that, there were six innocent Catholics shot dead by the Glenan gang, what was then described as the Glenan gang, and the Patfinucan Centre in Derry has attributed 87 killings. Now, these were, the Gannan gang was composed of loyalist extremists, British soldiers, and rogue RUC officers.
Gregory, let me ask you this. Is this really what the First Minister should be talking about? Just days after so many people have lost their jobs at FG Wilson, are there not other priorities in Northern Ireland?
Well, there are a whole series of priorities, and he and the executive and others of us are all working on them. But we can't set aside an important issue like this just because there are other very, very important and relevant issues that have to be dealt with.
But what difference would an apology actually make?
Well,
what's the point of the energy into this? What will it achieve?
Hold on. Let's look at this. What people have said in recent years is that whenever we talk about terrorist armed action, whether it's from the IRA or from loyalist paramilitaries, and people, I've heard commentators and politicians say, you can't equate the actions of armed terrorist groups with the armed wing of the state. You can't equate the two. And that is right to some degree. You can't do that because we expect a much higher level of responsibility from the armed wing of the state. But the point here is that it was the state in the Irish Republic, in the form of a number of government ministers and the knowledge of the Taoiseach of the time, that began the armed insurrection that we know now 30 years followed, and there was violence and murder and mayhem on our streets. So it began the process, and there was an amount of money set aside by the Irish government of the time. So no one's saying that Enda Kenny is personally responsible for that. Of course he's not. But the office that he holds and the government of which he is the head, that government 40 years ago was primarily responsible for the instigation at the birth of the Provisional IRA, not for the subsequent murders that followed, but they did give some cover and money to finance the beginnings of the Provisional IRA.
Okay.
An apology for that and an acknowledgement for that, I think, would help bring some form of closure, and we could move on beyond that.
Gregory, thank you. Jude, thank you.